Listen late last night, I heard the screen door slam, and a big yellow taxi took my girl away. Now don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? To be in paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, nah, nah, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? To be in paradise, put up a parking lot. Why not? They pay paradise to put up a parking lot. Hey, 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 pay paradise and put up a parking lot.
Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Thursday, September 7, 2023. Monday is 9/11. Should be fun and exciting, right? Big doings on over in Hawaii, on Maui, to protest all that's going on. That should be fun and entertaining. And then the October 4 thing, I think we'll try to squeeze that in during this broadcast. But first, you know, let me just play a couple of things that piqued my curiosity to give you an idea of why I said what I said at the end of the first hour. So, do we have a problem, Houston? Is something not working? Let's see. Oh my gosh, you got to be kidding me. Did I rip those? I didn't rip those, did I? Oh, goodness sakes. They're both unavailable. You got to be kidding me. I knew I should have ripped those. I knew I should have ripped them. I knew I should have ripped those. These were possible red flags to me. Speaking of Eric West, I mean, this is even bigger, you know, red flag stuff to me. So, but I have the sound bites, and I can tell you the timestamps for them, even though the videos are now unavailable. I have the quotes. So on August 25th, This is, you know, even more shocking, I think. Eric West, listen, man, if you want to clear the air, you have every opportunity here to do so. I won't reach out to you because you said don't reach out. I already did more than once. You know that. But if you want to clear the air, I'm just going to throw this out. And I'm not saying that anybody's guilty of anything. I'm just saying this is a place where, you know, like I said in the first hour, we operate with our head on a swivel here in this, you know, venue, shall we say. Always wondering who's who in the zoo, knowing that anyone can be compromised at any moment. So, there are two videos. We were going to play clips from these videos. We can't now. I should have ripped those videos. I knew I should have ripped those videos. Doggone it. Eric West channel, Hawaii Real Estate, you know, Keller Williams guy, no longer. So I don't know what the deal is, but the two things that made me scratch my head that kind of made me raise an eyebrow, you know, what I said in the first, at the end of the first hour, I said, you know, I'm not trying to disparage anyone unduly, but Eric West became kind of the leading voice in all this stuff. And I said at the end of the first hour, he showed up just in time on this, became the de facto leader of the, of, you know, citizen journalism, so to speak, has a great New Ager turned Christian story as a backdrop. He told that story. Maybe I should go back and find that video. That was the one I think he'd put out yesterday or something, the Sunset deal. And anyway, very patriotic sounding, you know, appeals to the PatCon contingent, would, you know, those folks would follow blindly. Then he says, you know, I just decided I'm just going to hang it up. Maybe I'll go back to doing what I was doing before. How convenient. Reminds me of Jesus Campos on Ellen. Nobody remembers because, you know, it aired once and vanished. Kind of like your videos, Eric West. What happened? Why did those get taken down? What happened? So the reason I said that, two examples that, you know, the hair, my spidey senses started to tingle a little bit. There was the video he published August 25th, 2023, 7 minutes, 7 seconds long, titled, "Here's What to Do If You Want to Help in the Aftermath of the Lahaina Fire?" Question mark. At the 1 minute 34 second mark, he says, John Morgan, that's his business partner, John Morgan has created this AI program that will take a lot of the heavy lifting out of this database and information, control more messages, whatever he meant by that. But, you know, I mentioned this before, this first one I mentioned before. John Morgan has created this AI program. They're trying to take donations. They create the Maui LFG deal. I mentioned that too because, hey, I want to, you know, I want to believe that this is legit and not some kind of, you know, op, counter op type of a deal. And then at the 207 mark, he said John Morgan's very close relative is one of the top guys at FEMA. I mentioned that before too, and I said, you know, that really kind of makes me curious. Well, is John Morgan talking to his very close relative to say, what the heck is going on here? Didn't hear. I don't remember hearing any more about that. I didn't watch all of Eric West's videos, but I don't remember seeing or hearing anything more about that. Then there was this video published August 30th, 2023, titled "Wake Up, America, and Smell the Maui Fire" with 3 exclamation marks. That was 26 minutes, 18 seconds long. At the 16 minute 30 second mark, Eric West said, "I was raised by a military father, and I tried to join the military." Reminds me of Tucker Carlson. "I tried to go to work for the CIA after, you know, if you can imagine that." Yes, Tucker, I can very well imagine that. Anyway, and I think, you know, past tense is disingenuous. I don't know. "I was raised by a military father, and I tried to join the military," Eric West said. And continuing, he said, "My sister taught at the Air Force Academy. She taught leadership at the Air Force Academy. Stephanie, my dad, Sheridan. I worked at TRW. I was in defense." You were the tip of the outsourced spear is what you were. He said, "I was in defense. I was in the defense contracting business in the early part of my career. I've had security clearances with the NSA. You can't even tell what their names are. That's where I came from early on in my career." That's what Eric West said. And curiously, those two videos are now unavailable on YouTube. I wonder why. This is the kind of stuff that makes you scratch your head. Yeah, I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time thinking about it, but, you know, it's just stuff that you sort of file back in your mind and go, that's interesting.
"You won't protect you." So it's one thing I was told myself. I was raised by a military father. And I tried to join the military. My sister taught at the Air Force Academy. She taught leadership at the Air Force Academy. Stephanie, my dad, Sheridan. I worked at TRW. I was in the defense contracting business in the early part of my career. I've had security clearances with the NSA. You can't even tell what their names are. That's where I came from early on in my career. But I was taught, man.
There you go. And then he goes into the patriotic stuff, you know? There you go. Well done, sir. Well done, Mr. Bordop. Strong work. See? I'm not crazy. I'm not making it up.
NSA, you can't even tell what their names are. That's where I came from early on in my career. But I was taught, man, you fight for your country, man. You fight for your country. Now, you might go send off to some war that you have know nothing about. Okay, that's debatable. But when it shows up...
Yeah. So, there you go. That's what Eric West said. And, you know, in these parts, in this neck of the woods, when you say... You know, I tried to join the military. I worked at TRW. I've had security clearances with the NSA. You can't even tell what their names are. When you start talking like that, you know, people start wondering about you. You know, people start thinking, you know, I don't know, sheep dipper territory kind of stuff. You know, my military father... Sister taught at the Air Force Academy, taught leadership at the Air Force Academy, worked at TRW. I mean, why is he a realtor? What's going on there? You know? So, you know, people start thinking sheep dipper. You know, we start thinking... James Corbett, episode 305, The Secret Life of Timothy McVeigh. That kind of stuff, you know? From James Corbett's description, that was back in 2015, Timothy McVeigh, we've been told so much about him, the Oklahoma City bombing, and what it meant for America. You know, it's, and so what am I saying? You know, this is the COINTELPRO way. Maybe we should play Trevor Aronson's video. This sort of gets into some of the other stuff that I was thinking about talking about. You know, here's what we're up against kind of stuff. The Norman Dodd clip where Norman Dodd says the Carnegie Endowment for, you know, so-called peace begins immediately steering America or trying to steer America into a state of perpetual war. Why? Ask yourself, why did the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, wink, wink, why did they, you know, that's what you do. You name it when you're trying to do something, you know, the opposite, you name it, you know, when you're trying to provoke war, you name it peace. Why? Why did they sit around for a year and go, what's the best way to, you know, what's the most effective, most comprehensive way to change, to alter life in America, to create the comfortable merger with the Soviet Union that Horace Rowan Gaither Jr. intimated to Norman Dodd himself? Why did they sit around for a year and then finally arrive at the idea of war? This is the best way to do it. Why war? Yes, it's profitable. But I don't believe that was the main reason. Why? The answer, I believe, is it's simple. Emergency powers, silly. That's the cliche of history. With emergency powers in full effect, you can do whatever you want. Rahm Emanuel, right? Opportunity to do what you think you could not do before. Opportunities of crisis. Shock doctrine. I read Naomi Klein's Guardian article a little bit yesterday. Why was there no water to fight the fire in Maui? Miss Disaster Capitalism herself. She wrote the book on the subject, Shock Doctrine. With emergency powers, you can do whatever you want, and who is to say otherwise? If you're going to object, there's an emergency, there's a crisis, we got to do something, we need someone who's strong enough to act. You know, action for action's sake. Gosh, that sounds familiar. Where have I heard that? Oh, yeah, Hayek's Road to Serfdom. It's the road to what? Serfdom. In this stage, it is the general demand for quick and determined government action that is the dominating element in the situation. Dissatisfaction with the slow and cumbersome course of democratic procedure, which makes action for action's sake the goal. It is then the man or the party who seems strong and resolute enough to get things done, who exercises the greatest appeal. Strong, in this sense, means not merely a numerical majority. It is the ineffectiveness of parliamentary majorities with which people are dissatisfied. The parliament, you know, Congress is impotent. They can't do anything. We need a Donald Trump to do whatever he wants. What they will seek is somebody with such solid support as to inspire confidence that he can carry out whatever he wants. It is here that the new type of party, organized on military lines, comes in. What if you could militarize both sides of the political divide, so to speak, that are really not sides or divided as much as they would be led to imagine? With emergency powers, you can do whatever you want. Welcome to the United States of Emergency. Talked about that many times. Senate Report 93-549. Skip forward to CRS Report 98-505. Welcome to the United States of Emergency. Since the days of Lincoln and the Reconstruction, according to Senate Report 93-549. An unbroken – that's why we keep every year we got to – no, we're going to keep the emergency going. Hawaii, emergency proclamation before – a month before this stuff happens, and then several since then, obviously. We could play the Rahm Emanuel clip. There is the let it, help it, make it happen on purpose angle. You know, we could play Trevor Aronson's how this FBI strategy is actually creating U.S.-based terrorists. We could go through the PATCON stuff. We could go through COINTELPRO, Gladio, Gladio B, Gladio C, Gladio XYZ. When you don't have a perfectly good crisis, just make one up out of thin air. Better yet, make one up and blame it on some perceived enemy, because remember, the Club of Rome talked about that in the First Global Revolution, an outgrowth of the Limits to Growth 20 years earlier. Bonus points if you can vilify and dehumanize the perceived enemy preemptively. You know, I've talked about it before. There's a book, Faces of the Enemy. Forget who wrote it. Sam Keen wrote it. Faces of the Enemy, Reflections of the Hostile Imagination. Imagination? Faces of the Enemy, Reflections of the Hostile Imagination. Who hijacked our imagination, conscripted it to this kind of stuff? You look at the propaganda that Sam Keen investigated and looked at and examined. From the description, examines the psychology of hatred and aggression by which one's fears and inadequacies are projected onto others, dehumanizing them into enemies and legitimizing violence. Otherism, ableism, eliminationism. You know, and so when you don't have a perfectly good crisis, you just make one. Patrick Claussen clip. I frankly think that crisis initiation is really tough. You know, maybe we should play that. Unbelievable. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Here's here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
I frankly think that crisis initiation is really tough. And it's very hard for me to see how the United States president can get us to war with Iran. Which leads me to conclude that if, in fact, compromise is not coming, that the traditional way of America gets to war is what would be best for U.S. interests. Some people might think that Mr. Roosevelt wanted to get us into World War II, as David mentioned. You may recall we had to wait for Pearl Harbor. Some people might think Mr. Wilson wanted to get us into World War I. You may recall he had to wait for the Lusitania episode. Some people might think that Mr. Johnson wanted to send troops to Vietnam. You may recall we had to wait for the Gulf of Tonkin episode. We didn't go to war with Spain until the USS, until the Maine exploded. And may I point out that Mr. Lincoln did not feel he could call out the Federal Army until Fort Sumter was attacked, which is why he ordered the commander at Fort Sumter to do exactly that thing which the South Carolinians had said would cause an attack. So if, in fact, the Iranians aren't going to compromise, it would be best if somebody else started the war.
And followed by uncomfortable laughter. People, you know, did he really say what I think he just said? Yeah, he said that. This is what we're up against. We could play Wes Clark's America's Foreign Policy Coup, not the Democracy Now! Interview with Amy Goodman. His, you know, the one that is over at Fora TV. His book, you know, when he was on the book tour, A Time to Lead for Duty, Honor, and Country, 4-star general, Wesley Clark, you know, Supreme Allied Commander Wesley Clark, who said, you know, I mean, the seven countries in 5 years bit. The one, the Fora TV link is the one that you want on YouTube. It's titled Wes Clark, America's Foreign Policy Coup. Fora TV link. The Fora TV post is gone now because Fora TV is gone, but you can still find it on the Wayback Machine, last I checked. That was published back on November 5 of 2007. Anyway, the deal, that event occurred actually on October 3rd, I think, but it was posted on YouTube November 5, 2007. But this is what we're up against. You know, what Patrick Claussen just said. I want to get back to Naomi Klein's article, the Guardian article, but you know, this is what we're up against. Forces that engineered all modern wars to control people. That's a fact. You know, all of this is established fact. Well, Patrick Claussen is a senior fellow foreign policy expert. I'm not a senior fellow foreign policy expert, but I just heard one speak. We heard what he said. That's what, you know, it's all documented. Carol Quigley, Bill Clinton acknowledged as his mentor at Georgetown University. Carol Quigley's The Anglo-American Establishment, posthumously published, by the way. I wonder why. The Amazon book description reads, Quigley exposes the secret societies established in London in 1891. By Cecil Rhodes. Well, I'm glad those guys aren't around anymore. Quigley explains how these men worked in union to begin their society to control the world. I'm glad that's not happening anymore. He explained how all the wars from that time were deliberately created to control the economies of all the nations. Posthumously published. Forces that engineered all modern wars to control people. Documented fact. Rewrote U.S. history in real time, you know, through the world wars they created, documented fact. Read, you know, David Irving. Read James Perloff. Read William Bloom. Who else am I thinking of? You know, Jonathan Quitney, on and on. Who's the other one that I'm thinking of? Peter Dale Scott. The list is endless. Rewrote U.S. history in real time post 9/11. Rewrote world history during COVID. And the hostages are so zealous to defend their kidnappers that they would banish you and me to the nether realms for suggesting anything other than what their Stockholm syndrome tells them, regardless of the volumes of evidence dispelling the myths and lies. Forces that have tirelessly sought to control, subjugate, harvest, and feed on us alive, then destroy and discard us, when we're no longer economically or metaphysically or occultically viable. Read R.J. Rummel's Death by Government. Read, you know, read about eliminationism. Read, what's his name? Edwin Black's War Against the Weak. Documentation is endless, you know, it's endless. And it's right out there. We live in the information age. Most of it you can find for free. Read anything Daniel Jonah Goldhagen has written on the subject. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Citation, the Cicero citation, the traitor, comes to mind. It's interesting, you know, I think we are all Hawaiians. We are all Maui. We're all Lahaina, in a sense. Occupied. The occupiers say they come in peace. They have very malevolent intentions. Speaking of Jonathan Quitney, his book, The Crimes of Patriots, a true tale of dope, dirty money, and the CIA, about primarily an obscure Australian bank, Nugent Hand, how it came to occupy the central position in a vast network of drug transactions, fraud, secret arms deals, and covert intelligence operations. It's like the mafia, though, the mob. You know, what was the movie with De Niro where, you know, at the end, I think it was De Niro, where he says, you know, Vegas was great until the corporations took over. It's all become institutionalized and industrialized now. Used to be, you know, first, you know, you have these guys kind of pave the way and create, you know, something like Las Vegas, and then you take over. And now it's all institutionalized. You see that in, you know, the laundromat, for example, about the Panama Papers. But, you know, people have lost their lives over this kind of stuff. The information is out there, and we don't believe it. So there's that, but, you know, they always come, you know, in the face of those they seek to conquer, friendly and so forth. Ralph McGahey, yeah, I think it was Casino. I think you're right. I think McGahey put it best. You know, the unimpeachable witness who spent 25 years in the CIA so that he could receive the Career Intelligence Medal. Who's gonna say that, you know, he's not a patriot? Nobody. And in his book, Deadly Deceits, My 25 Years in the CIA, published back in 1983 originally, Ralph McGahey said the CIA is not now, nor has it ever been, a central intelligence agency. It is the covert action arm of the president's foreign policy advisors. Who are they? Ask Fletcher Prouty. Who's the 40 Committee, for example, and the continuation of it? In that capacity, McGahey wrote, the CIA, overthrows or supports foreign governments while reporting intelligence, quote-unquote. It's called stovepiping, primarily. Remember the Office of Special Plans, for example, justifying those activities. It shapes its intelligence, even in such critical areas as Soviet nuclear weapon capability, to support presidential policy. Kennedy got wise to this and had some back-channel communications going on that were drawing down the tension, as the, you know, the unofficial story goes. Disinformation is a large part of its covert action responsibility, and the American people are the primary target audience of its lies. This is a guy, you know, trying to tell us. There were others who said similar things, you know. Guys like this spoke out, you know. And we are told, you know, what we're up against in Hawaii and everywhere is people who are so sinister and malevolent that they want to make sure that you are feckless and harmless. They want to, you know, and that's the thing about the folks who have bought into the lie of gun control. You know, It's ridiculous. If you understand who and what is really behind, you know, good gun control is something maybe, you know, Isosceles, Weaver, Chapman, something like that. That's good gun control. The other is gun confiscation. That's what you're really talking about there. We want to find ways to chip away in a plausibly deniable sort of way that makes it almost impossible for people to, which is part of the reason that I have a hard time with the Hunter Biden thing, you know, because people don't realize what they're going to end up doing is cutting their own throats. Yeah, go get him. You know, he lied. He was under the, you don't understand what you're doing there. You are walking into a trap. It's like you're putting the noose around your own neck. these people, these forces, want to disarm people, make sure that they're helpless and naive or ignorant, and prey on that naivete and ignorance. And, you know, if they can misinform you, they will, intentionally, to take advantage of you. Again, you know, my favorite quote along those lines is Nesta Webster, World Revolution, The Plot Against Civilization, published over 100 years ago. Page 183, it is difficult to write of these things calmly, for to deceive the people whose simple faith and lack of education prevent them seeing whither they are being led is as cowardly as to guide a blind man into a ditch. But this is exactly what these people are doing. This is the mid-1800s, mid-19th century, for Pete's sake. This has not stopped. It's ratcheted up. It's worse now than it ever was. It's unbelievable. The people of Maui are, you know, in a fight for their lives, livelihood, et cetera, et cetera. And we all are. We just don't realize there's a war going on. Most of us. I guess Huxley was right. You know, people can be convinced, hey, man, hell is paradise. Anyway, you get the point. You know what I'm talking about. I'm preaching to the choir. But, you know, if people understood, isn't it crazy? We went from a time when we knew our neighbors and, you know, I can count on those guys no matter what. You know, we all can count on each other or whatever. That guy's a goofball. None of us trust that guy. He's a goofball. He's got some kind of – got a screw loose or something. But everybody else, when the chips are down – I mean, that's – isn't that what happened in Maui? The local people, and that includes surrounding islands, showed up for each other. And who was there trying to prevent that? Interesting. Eric West, business partner, John Morgan, John Morgan's very close relative is one of the top guys at FEMA. Maybe somebody should make a phone call. I don't know. Anyway. All right, to the phones, Brian in Washington, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Morning, Chris.
Morning, Brian.
So, yeah, we're going to get through this cloudy, muddled snowstorm of misinformation. You said last week, I'm going to reach out to Eric West, and... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I also saw where he said, don't send me requests for interviews. I sent you an email. There is this woman, Catherine's World-Wildfire Tracking on YouTube. She's in Portland, Oregon, and she did 10 hours on 3 days ago on exposing... where Eric is misinforming people, there's no direct energy weapons, and all these fires can be explained by natural circumstances. So, yeah, I think the fact that Eric's backside is in serious difficulties, we could make an attempt to say, well, would you consider a debate on Chris Hinckley's show with Catherine's World, where Catherine has said, I would consider having a discussion / debate with Eric West. So, you know, Jenna and Brian, we work on fire quite a bit. Some would say that we are pyromaniacs, but basically we would like your go-ahead to make an attempt to get Eric on because, you know, if he is NSA along with Mike Gatti, who is this guy? Mike Gatti and Blackbird 9. And, of course, you know, anybody looking into Adam Green, well, he also worked for the NSA. So that's three, four people all looking out for our security.
Yeah.
Can I possibly play some more fear porn from the Maui area? Apparently, this YouTuber, 6 days ago, her name is Starkly Farmstead. You see, Chris, you're not understanding. The satellites of the parking lot of school buses has lost a half dozen school buses, and what this woman is proposing is that, I don't know, an excavator buried a half dozen school buses at Oprah's estate full of 1,000 school children. Can I just play this really quick through the speaker? You might find it interesting.
Sure. Go ahead.
Or did you guys possibly take the buses to a certain actress's property that didn't get burned and drop them off there? I'm just saying, at this point, I think we need to ask all the questions.
You know, it is. We're concerned, first and foremost, for their mental health, for their well-being. That's so important. And, you know, we want to be sure that when working together with families and our students and our employees when they're ready.
Okay, so I'm not going to continue to play it. It's entitled on YouTube, "Where Are the Children? Part 2, Updates and Developing News on the Children of Maui." You know, Larkin, Texas, he is waning. It is all just a little bit too much, all the disinformation coming from a variety of sources telling us this is the truth. I think I'll just conclude it with saying this Catherine woman, who is out of Portland, she's a wildfire expert, and her, along with The Lookout on YouTube, he's out of Chico, California, they have one thing in common, that in order to fight the West Coast fires, we need to open up the southern border, because the Caucasians, whitey, does not want to work. So those that have studied the Nikki Rapana Hegelian dialectic, so communism, capitalism, we'll battle it out, but the third way will be communitarianism.
Well, the welding and merging of all bad things. Yep.
Yep. So
the unbreakable merging of all bad things.
So, again, RBN ends up being at the forefront of this information exchange. Nikki
so what's interesting is we see, you know, again, time and time again, the people who seem to be spearheading an effort to shed light on the problem invariably are the people who point to the bad solution.
Entirely accurate. So we've been bamboozled and
yeah.
It goes on, but not forever. I'm just encouraging you, Chris, to not throw in the towel, because because the world needs some sort of information exchange. You're saying, I'd love to have Eric West on, but that has proven to be difficult. However, if we contact him and say, look, there's this Catherine's World, and she has agreed to discuss this subject with you, Chris Hinckley's got a platform to do that, and along with the chat room and the archives and the call-in. We have an ability to battle this. We have
enough rope to either exonerate yourself, you know, with exculpatory evidence, or to hang yourself.
So true. And, you know, as was exemplified by the Larkin, Texas, and Paul in California so-called debate, people like Mike in Kentucky and Charlie in Florida call up and say, so let me get this straight, Paul in California. It's time for pitchforks and torches. We can't use our brains to figure this out because the pitchforks and torches sounds a little messy. So, yeah, that pretty much concludes what I had to say. You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
All right, man. I appreciate you.
Thank you as always, Brian. Two quick things before we go back to the phones. Speaking of bamboozled, reminds me, and, you know, what we're up against, Philip Marshall is one of the guys who flew Air America, essentially, you know, again, an unimpeachable witness. He wrote a book, The Big Bamboozle. That's an interesting read. A year to the day after it was published, he and his family died in a murder-suicide psyop. And Carl Sagan wrote The Demon-Haunted World, Science is a Candle in the Dark, and Pat in Texas would scold me for mentioning it, but in that book Sagan wrote, one of the saddest lessons of history is this: if we've been bamboozled long enough, we tend to reject any evidence of the bamboozle. We're no longer interested in finding out the truth. The bamboozle has captured us. It's simply too painful to acknowledge, even to ourselves, that we've been taken. Once you give a charlatan power over you, you'll almost never give it back. So the old bamboozles tend to persist as the new ones rise. Back to the phones. James in Vancouver, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yes, you mentioned Carl Sagan just now.
Yes, sir.
He didn't get the cure for cancer, I guess.
I guess not.
Didn't get the memo.
No. Yeah.
Well, that's how it goes. I heard a bit of the debate on Chris Switzer's show with what's his name, Adam Green, some other guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they both work for the government.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's my.
Or the outsourced contingent of it, yeah.
Well, they ambushed Chris Switzer. Not that I agree with everything Chris Switzer says, but they ambushed the guy. It sounded to me like two against one. So, but if your idea of having a good time is to get talked over by getting into so-called debates, which I think, you know, or tentative at best. Who's Adam West? Eric West. Is that entertainer?
Well, Adam West is Batman, but Eric West is...
Yeah, no, Eric West, right?
Eric West is a real estate agent in Maui, Keller Williams formerly, who was kind of the lead citizen journalist in investigating Ground Zero in the Lahaina area and interviewing people and stuff like that.
Ground Zero. Okay, so the reason I called is because I saw it's an interview with Jeff Rentz and Kay Griggs dated 2005 where she gets into what happened at Waco, and she said that Waco was done because it was just to test the boys. They weren't really ATF, that was a cover. They were just, the general was having them attack that compound just to see how they could handle it. Back to you. So, that's an interesting interview.
Yeah.
And she mentions more names, like the Wellstone thing. I didn't know about that. Paul Wellstone's editor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is all ancient history that we should revisit as a, you know, as the Jewish people say, pattern equals prophecy.
Right. Yeah. As far as Mike Gaddy's concerned, he was in the NSA, but he's totally renounced it. The same with Blackbird and
right.
I don't think
right.
I don't think these guys are they're not patriots to what do you call it, to all of that Washington D.C. stuff. So.
Yeah.
I'll let you go, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
And
thank you.
Hope to talk soon. I think the Bible colleges in North Dakota and Montana are the answer. There's where the intelligence operations should be.
Well
and
played.
Having the Chevelle. Having the Chevy with the 396 four-speed, like I said, that's the American
right on.
Way. So.
Absolutely.
All right, sir.
Talk Thank you.
Thanks, Ken. Bye.
Much appreciated, as always. Yeah. You know, I'm not with those guys anymore. I'm not a duck. I'm an anti-duck. Why, if any ducks come around here, I'm more of a mallard, really. I'm fighting a war on ducks. Because there are pirates and emperors, but they're really the same thing. Anyway. If we could just, you know, we could just get better at the telephone game and get word back to, you know, the front of the line or whatever. What amazing concept that might be. I sort of went on a rant, but, you know, most of it is stuff that we all already know, but the gaslighting is so strong. It's so relentless. The totalitarian propaganda. That's chapter 11 of Hayek's Road to Serfdom, the end of truth. The propaganda has to be that overwhelming, because if it's not, then, you know, you won't believe the religious zeal that's behind all the propaganda. We are being war-gamed. Dear comrades, in every conceivable way. I hope it was informative. And as always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Pray for one another. Please support the network. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Easeoff LLC. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.